That is the only real old house around here. You know how there's the old houses, one by one, they
gradually disappear.
Yes, mm-hmm. And people more modern, I mean, the houses built in mm-hmm. more modern fashion, and they just pull down the old ones and start over, and maybe that's the best thing to do.
Well, maybe so, but it seems to me it's sort of a pity. I'll put this here, if that's all right. I want to put this close to you.
Oh, well, now, I'll sit anywhere
you want. If you'll just sit right there, then I can put that there, and that'll be fine. Now, let's see, will you give me your name, please?
Josephine Miss. You want a middle name or no?
Yes, please.
Bacon.
And what's your address?
Flemington, Hinesville, Route 1.
All right. And the county?
Liberty.
And where were you born?
Right here.
Right here in Flemington?
Yes.
And would you mind telling me your age?
Yes. I'll be 70 the 9th. I'll be 80 the 9th of January.
For goodness sake.
Next January.
And what church do you belong to?
Flemington Presbyterian.
And did you have an occupation?
Yes, I taught for over 40 years.
For goodness sake.
Taught in Savannah. My last teaching was in Country Day School there, but I just taught there a little while.
Uh-huh.
I had retired. I taught in the Savannah Public Schools.
And how long did you teach in the Savannah schools?
40 years.
Oh, the whole time you were teaching in Savannah. Well, Ms. I'm supposed to find somebody who's always lived here in Hinesville. Did you live in Savannah when you were teaching in Savannah?
Well, I came home weekends.
Mm-hmm. So this was still your home?
Oh, yes. I've always lived here, you might say, but of course I've worked. I worked in Savannah for a long time. I taught in the public schools, and then I just taught 3 years or so at Country Day when they were getting started there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in view of the fact that this was still your home then,
yes, I think you could say I'm native to the soil as far as that's concerned.
What school did you teach in Savannah? In the public school?
In all that time, of course, I taught in several, but Charles Ellis was the one where I taught last and longest, I believe.
My brother went there, and so did my husband. Now, let's see, would you tell me about your education?
We'll say University of Georgia, because I finally, summer school work and things of that kind.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what degree did you get from the university?
Well, I had 3 years at the university, and then these other that I did later.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Where was your mother born?
She was born in Hinesville. That same house the old house there.
For goodness sake. Well, where was your father born?
Right here.
In Flemington?
Right in this same place, not the same house, but on the same spot. The old house burned, you see,
mm-hmm.
years ago.
And what was your father's occupation?
Of course, everyone through this area did some farming, but I don't know that I think you'd put did different things at different times. Naval stores, and I guess naval stores and farming might more or less cover it.
And where did he receive his education?
He received his education right here in Flemington.
Mm-hmm.